bin Chumrei Tischaisa. He was selling type of necklaces. He was selling with a glass, Rashi said now, skuchas, a glass, or a crystal. He was selling necklaces. Is Asay, who is a lady, came, Omrulay, said to the man, Havali Chachucha, give me one necklace. Omalos, so he said to her, if I give it to you, Mikadeshously, will you be married to me? Omrulay, she answered back, Hova Mahava, just give it to me. So Omrulay says, Kol Hava Mahava Lav Klumu. When she answers back such a statement, give it to me, that means nothing L'Shem Kedushin. In other words, she's not accepting to get married, she just wants the necklace, but she's not accepting the Kedushin. Another case is, Hu Gavra Devikos Shosi Chama B'Chanusa. A man was drinking wine in a store. Asahi is a soul lady was passing by. Omala, she said to him, Havali Chod Kasa, give me one cup. Omala, so he said to her, if I give you a cup of wine, mikadeshously, would you be married to me? Get married to Kaganos, I give it to L'Shem Kedushin. Omala, she said back to him, Ashkuyi Ashkayin, just give me to drink. So again, Omarav Choma, Kol Ashkuyi Ashkayin Lav Klumu. When she answers back this lashon of Ashkuyi Ashkayin, it means nothing. She's not accepting the Kedushin, she only wants a drink. And the third case is, Hu Gavra Devi Koshodi Tamri Medikla. There was a man throwing down dates from a palm tree. Also, Yisusos, a lady was passing by and said to him, Omale, Shadali Tarti, please give me two dates. Omale, so he said to her, Ishadinu Lecho, if I give you two dates, Mikadeshously, will you get married to me? Omale, again, she answered back and said, Shadi Mishte, just throw it to me. Omarav Zvid, Kol Shadi Mishte Lav Klumu. When you answer these Lashonis, it means nothing, she's not accepting the Kedushin, and they're not married. And Tosfos speaks now, we need three cases here, one's with food, one's with drinks, and one with some other things. With his necklaces, it teaches in all these three cases, it's not considered that she's accepting it. Zemar says, Iboilu, I have a question like this. What about if she just answers back one time half, or else Ashki, or else Veshadi Mahu? Up until now, she answers back a double Lashon, like Hava Mahava, or Ashkuyin Ashkayin. So maybe that's like a harsh Lashon, she's answering back saying like, just give me that, like I don't want the Kedushin, just give it to me. There we say she doesn't mean L'Shem Kedushin. But what's going to be if she answers back nice and just says, Hav, give, or Ashki, let me drink. What does she mean there? So I'm Ravina says, Mukadeshis. Then yes, then she means to say, give it to me, and I'll get married to you. Rav Sama, Barik So Omar, he says no, that Tag of the Malka is like swearing like by the crown of the king, Eina Mekadeshes, no, still, just don't give me or let me drink, does not mean Kedushin, and then she's Eina Mekadeshes. Vilkos So what's the Locha, Eina Mekadeshes, she's talking not married. That while she did not agree, accept the Kedushin, she only said, give me, that means, Stam, I want these things, but not to get married to you. Vilkos So also the Locha is, Shiroi Lotzri Cheshuma. Halacha is, you had a sugya before, when you marry it with some silk. So even though there's no price tag on it right now, we don't know right now how much it's worth, still she's mekadeshes. As long as it's worth whatever you said it was worth, even though we don't know right now how much it's worth, that's still called shavah kesef. Like before we had a svara, shavah kesef has to be like kesef, it has to have a price tag, we have to know how much it's worth right now. So we pass can note, you do not have to know how much it's worth right now. But still, Tosfos speaks out in the minig is that we don't use a diamond ring like a ring that has an even a stone on it to get married with. Because even though you don't have to have a shuma, but it can't be something that you could mislead her. Like you give her a ring that has a diamond or has a stone on it, she may think it's worth $1 million. And that's the only reason why she's getting married to you. And later when it comes out it's not worth that much, she didn't want a kedushin. So therefore, if you use the ring, it has to be as plain as possible. And that's what the Maisav is. The Masadik Kedushin usually speaks out Peshas Kedushin and says to her, listen, like this ring is Mustama worth a fruta. And we speak out like to tell her, he's not like giving you anything value that much that you should feel bad about later, you didn't get it. We say right now, you should know, this ring is like worth a fruta, whatever it's worth, do you accept it for the Kedushin? And she says, yes, that's good. But you don't have to have the price tag on it. And next thing is, Vihilchus also Kareb Lezer. We also paskin like Reb Lezer. That he said it's kashi b'mono. But we had the lot before. If you give her a mono, and you say I'll marry you with a mono, and then you only give her a dinner right now, so he said the kedushin is chal right now. The first dinner is Hashem kedushin, and it's only almanas with a tonight, so I'll pay you off the rest of the money. So you paskin like Reb Lezer. And also Vilchus said Kerov Omer of Nachman. We also pass like Rov Omer of Nachman by a mashkin that he said Mona Einkan Mashkin Einkan. If you marry, you say I'll marry you with $100, and then you only put a mashkin down, so you say nothing doing. Since you did not give the 100, the mashkin is not in the place of the 100, and therefore there's no condition. Tanu Rabbanan, learn like this: B'shtar Ketzet. How is the case that you can marry your wife with a shtar? Kos v'loy alani. If you write on a piece of paper, oy alacheres, an earthly kli. Afo p'shem b'shev a pruta. Even though the actual shtar itself is not even worth a pruta, still you write down. Let's say you're marrying a young girl or a nara. So you talk to the father and write down, bitchum gedeshesli, your daughter should be married to me, bitchum uresesli, the erosin to me, bitchum ili into, your daughter should be for wife to me, erase the gedeshes. That's a good shtar kedushin. Maskevla rabzera bamamul, holoidomi hai shtar ul shtar zvini. Like, why is this shtar good? And it comes out here right now, the husband is the one that writes the shtar to his kala. Or if the father, if the kala is an hour and the father's marrying off, he writes it to the father of the kala. So he asked the question, why is this shtar good? This shtar is not the same way like the shtar zvini, like by when you sell karka. Why? When you're going to sell, you sell your house or sell karka, who writes up the shtar? The meicher. My field should be sold to you. He's the one that's selling the meicher. He's the one that writes the shtar. But Ocher over here, Baal Kosev, here is the husband that's writing the shtar. Bitcha Mekadeshesli, your daughter should be married to me. And really it's called like the wife is giving herself to the husband. So the husband is the one that's buying something here. So Megadushin is like the buyer is making the shtar, not like a regular sale that always the mocha, the one that sells, makes the shtar. So Rashlan Zakashva, so how do we know such a shtar is good then? So my answer is, oh my Rav answers no. Hosa minyona de kroh, vokha minyona de kroh. Each one has its own halacha, like it says in the Pasuk. Hosa m'ksiv by a sale, it says, u'mochar me'achuzosai. If you sell something from your own property. So we say there, b'moicha tol rachmona, the Torah is telling the moicha, the one that sells it, he's the owner, he has to make the king, he has to write up the shtar. Hosa over here by kedushin k'siv, ki'ikach ish isha. That when the husband, like, takes his wife, so the Baal, Tola Rachmana, the Torah is telling the husband, he's the one that's taking, doing the Maisa Kedushin, therefore he has to write the Shtar. Shtar itself works, we learned that before, Hekish, Havai Litziya. Just like Shtar helps for Gershin, Shtar helps for Kedushin. I, by Mecha, the Mecha writes the Shtar, and here the Baal writes the Shtar, that's what the Torah says. Somebody has to know, Hosam Nami, they're also by Mecha, Ksiv Sodais Pakesiv Yiknu. It says you could buy fields with money. So it's mashma, the buyer is the one that's doing the kinyan. So where it says, no, kori be yikno, yiknoi. Don't say it's the buyer, but it's the one that's selling, he's still doing the kinyan. My time occurs be yiknoi. What do you want to say it means the one that's selling? Mishum nechsev u'mochar. Because the apostle before that says, u'mochar nachuzofoi, he sells it from his property, mashma, the mocher is the one that's doing it. So where it says, if so, hochinami, by kedushin also does the apostle like that. Hochinami korbei, why don't we read the pasuk that says, ki yikach, that not that the husband does it, ki yikach, ki yukach, ish isha, means when a man is taken to his wife, maybe the wife is doing the ma'aseh kedushin. You know why? Because there's a pasuk, as biti nosati lishazeh, where the father is talking and saying, I gave my daughter to this man. Mashma, the father, like the kala, they do the kedushin. Not that the husband does it. If so, why don't you change around and say, ish ki yukach, it means maybe. When a man is taken by his wife, and maybe the wife does the kedushin. So therefore, the more answers, the elom rov rov answers, the pshat is hilchos aninu. Havada, these things are aloch l'moshe mitzinai. V'yasam chinu rabbonon akroi. The rabbonon just sumachin on the posik. But that the moicher is the bailam by the mechira of karka, that's aloch l'moshe mitzinai. That the man has to do the ma'aseh kedushin, these are all aloch l'moshe mitzinai. We want to make an asmachta from these psukim. The boy is saying another territory like this. Hosam nami de rosh seksir, the posik says, for ekach es sefer ha-makne. So it's another posik, yimiyoz mashma, that the sefer ha-makne, mashma the makne, the moicher, he's the one that does the shtar by mechir. For yom ha-rov omur av nachmin, kosav lo al-anir. What's going to be if he writes on a piece of paper, oy al-acheres, Afal pi shema sheva pruta. Again, even though the star was not mutter sheva pruta, if he writes bitcha mekadeshesli, like he's talking to the father again, that she's only a nara, she's still in the reshus of the father, that bitcha mekadeshesli, so your daughter should be married to me, bitcha merestesli, bitcha liliyunto, she meets me for wife. Then I the avir, whether we talk straight to the father, then I the atzma, whether we talk straight to her, mekadeshes mi daitoi. She's only mekadeshes mi daitoi with the das of the father. In other words, still she's, since she's still a nara, so you still need the consent of the father. It has to be his das. He's the owner of her for the kedushin. And v'hu shalai bogro. This talking about before she became a bageris. Because then she's still in the reshus of the father, therefore we need the father's consent. But what's going to be? Kosovlo elanir elacheris. Apapi shema shema pruto. Harayat mukadeshesli, harayat liliyintu, harayat meresesli, mukadeshes. Again, bena de avia, bena de atom, whether she accepts it or the father accepts it, midaito. Here he says only if she agrees. You need her das. Why? Fusha bogra. Here we're talking about she already became a bageris, because that's the lochis. When your daughter becomes a bageris when she's 12 and a half years old, she comes completely in the wrong reshus. She's not reshus avia anymore. So therefore, the kedushin is only if she agrees. So true, the father can accept it if she makes the father a shliach. Like the father could be a shliach for her. But a koponim midaito, it has to be her consent. You need her permission. Her rasan. Versus boy Rav Shimon ben Lakish. What's going to be shtar erasin shekosvu shaloi lishmo mahu? And the man wants to marry his wife with a shtar, but the shtar was not written lishmo. In other words, this shtar erasin was first written for a different couple, and then they decided not to use it. And you have the same names as they do, so can you use the shtar? The shtar was not written up for you and for your wife. Can you use the shtar or not? As long as it has your names. So ma, what's the locha? What are the two svaris? One svar is havayil etziyah makshinim. We should make the hekesh of kedushin to gerushin. Therefore.